If the country goes over the so-called fiscal cliff, Massachusetts could lose $300 million in tax revenue this fiscal year and $1 billion next year. It would also cost the state $200 million in federal funding that helps pay for a variety of programs, according to the Massachusetts Secretary of Administration and Finance, Jay Gonzalez.
So the consequences could be dire, and that's why Governor Patrick has been calling on the federal government and Congress in particular to work with the president to develop a balanced solution to this problem.
Already, concern about the fiscal cliff is blamed for a slowdown in the economy that has cut into state tax revenue growth. Governor Patrick ordered a round of mid-fiscal year spending cuts totaling $225 million and is taking other steps to close a projected $540 million budget gap.
The uncertainty around this has slowed down our economic growth. We need Congress to solve it so that we don't have those dire consequences, so that businesses can start feeling comfortable investing again in growth and job creation in Massachusetts.
Speaking Wednesday at a luncheon of the Affiliated Chambers of Commerce of Greater Springfield, Gonzalez defended the administration's call for a 1% across-the-board cut in local aid to help balance the state's budget.
The fact is, we have scaled back everywhere in government, and we need municipalities to be our partners in helping to share in the sacrifice and solve the fiscal challenges we face.
Gonzalez said the administration has helped cities and towns offset some of the deep cuts in local aid since the start of the recession by reforming the municipal employee health care system and increasing local option taxes on meals and lodging. For East Hampton Mayor Michael Tausnick, the 1% cut in local aid, which has to be authorized by the state legislature, is not as much a concern as the spending cuts the governor directed at special education and school transportation programs.
Those are going to have significantly larger impacts, I think, on communities than that 1% cut to the so-called general government or unrestricted local aid.
In his speech Wednesday in Springfield to the business and government leaders, ANF Secretary Gonzalez said Governor Patrick would be very focused on reforms in the fiscal 2014 budget he'll file with the legislature early next year. Gonzalez did not say if Patrick will propose any broad-based tax increases.
I know we've been working on lots of different options and talking with lots of different stakeholders and others about what the possibilities are, and I think his plan is to propose something in January, and we'll all know then what he proposes.
The administration in early January has to submit to the legislature a transportation financing plan. It's widely believed Patrick will ask for higher taxes or tolls to reduce projected deficits in the mass transit and highway systems and pay for a backlog of repairs estimated in the billions of dollars. Gonzalez heard calls from business people to reform public employee pensions and the state's unemployment insurance system. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.